The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL draft is coming up and old-fashioned football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/off-contest. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest to enter today. And finally, we're giving away $200 cash in our NBA playoff round one prop contest. Sign up link is in our NBA channel and on our Discord. You are listening to the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also be sure to follow my other X account. This one is where I post free play winners. This one is where I post my sports betting opinions. And most significantly, this is where I post my profit and loss spreadsheet, because unlike most handicappers, I am a tracked and transparent handicapper. And unlike any other handicapper that I know of, I have 130 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. That's a decade and 10 additional months unbeaten every single month. The place to go to find those spreadsheets is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. The pin tweet is always the P&L from the previous month, the latest month. All the others you can scroll down for, or you can find them at an even easier location. They are all posted over at LockBetting.com. That's LockBetting.com. That's also where you can sign up for the additional plays. But before you sign up for anything, I encourage you to look through the spreadsheets, look at the members' comments, verifying the fact we have delivered for 130 months. And that doesn't mean we haven't had losing days. We do have losing days. We even have losing weeks. We actually had a losing day yesterday, but we've never, ever had a losing month. And when you look through the spreadsheets, you'll see that we do this by managing a bankroll sensibly, making betting accessible for anybody. Do your due diligence, do your research, have a look through, have a look at the type of bets we do, have a look at that bankroll management, have a look how we get there. And if you have any questions, then you can fire them over to me at the X account I've already mentioned. It's at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. This is why my DMs are open. Let me also let you know that the puck drops on the Stanley Cup playoffs this weekend, and the Hockey Gambling Podcast guys have you covered. Talon, Ryan and Joel are breaking down every series leading up to Saturday's opening games and will keep the picks and laughs coming all post-season long. Subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And also, we're giving away $200 cash in our NBA playoff round one prop contest, as I mentioned at the top of the show. The sign-up link is in our NBA channel or on our Discord. So that's the NBA playoff round one prop contest. And also make sure you subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Moving on with this edition of the EPL show. As you guys probably know, it is FA Cup semi-final weekend. So some teams will not be in action, but it doesn't mean that we're going to be missing out on those FA Cup semi-finals. They will all be covered over on BetMUFC because Manchester United are involved. We'll be looking at both Man City versus Chelsea and Coventry versus Manchester United, along with the outright winners market as well. And that will all be covered over on BetMUFC, because United are still in the FA Cup, and that is pretty much everything they have to play for. And the top four race has got a lot more interesting, because we were talking about how it might be a top five race because England looked like they had five places, and Man United seemed like they had really blown their opportunity to get involved in that. Well, fortunately for Ten Hag and Man United, England aren't going to get five places. And now that really means it's interesting and tight between Tottenham and Aston Villa. A disastrous week for English football in Europe. Four of the five teams are out. City, the holders of the Champions League, out. I enjoyed that one. Arsenal out against Bayern Munich. That was the lock over on the Champions League show, which has just been unbelievable this year. Free money nearly every single week on the Champions League show. Another lock winner on Bayern Munich. So Arsenal out. In the Europa League, we expected West Ham to go out against Bayer Leverkusen, but Liverpool exiting against Atalanta was a major upset, and Aston Villa are the last team flying the flag in Europa Conference League. They are also the team who currently occupy fourth spot, but Tottenham have a game in hand. So things are very interesting at the top, although Man City are now in pole position after last weekend's results that saw both Arsenal and Liverpool lose unexpectedly and at home, and both of them now are in must-win situations this weekend where they can both leapfrog City and put some pressure on them. But ultimately the situation is this: the league title is in Man City's hands. If they win their games, they will be champions once again. We begin breaking down this seven-game EPL slate by looking at this game here between Luton and Brentford, which is a 3 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. Luton are the 21-10 home underdogs. It's 14-5 on the draw. And Brentford travel to Luton here as a even money favourite. That price is way too short on Brentford, who they themselves are not completely out of the relegation conversation right now. They're only 7 points ahead of Luton as we go into this game. Luton themselves are only 1 point away from getting themselves out of this. Beneath Luton, you have Burnley on 20 points and Sheffield United on 16 points. I think they are gone. But Luton, you cannot say the same about them, because they are just 1 point behind Forest and they are just 2 points behind Everton, who cannot buy a win at the moment and were just humiliated by Chelsea. There is a bigger gap then to Brentford, who are on 32 points, and Palace on 33, then a huge gap to Bournemouth on 42. But there is still a possibility that Brentford and Palace could get sucked into this, but it would involve Luton, Forest and Everton all going on runs. Luton have been strong at home this season. While results-wise, you don't really see that, their performances at home have been very strong, and it's been a difficult place to go to. And I think the same will apply here for Brentford. I think they'll find it difficult to come away from Luton with a positive result. I think BTTS is a safer way to go if you're looking for a safe route here. There have been goals at both ends in 13 of Luton's last 14 games across all competitions, and have just one clean sheet in their last 17. Both teams have also scored in Brentford's last four away games, and both teams have scored in the reverse fixture as well. So BTTS looks like a shoo-in, and it's at a very good price at 8-13. But as for Luton, they have shown some resolve at home all season. They actually have 4 points at home in their last two games. They've performed well in defeat to two members of the current top six prior to that, if you look at their performances against Arsenal and Man City. And also they got a point against Liverpool as well. So they've actually performed well against all the title contenders. Brentford, they don't travel well. They have 9 defeats in their last 12 away games, which is why it's really hard to take them here as an even money favourite. And therefore, for that reason, my main selection here is going to be on Luton to avoid a defeat. With Brentford being offered up at even money, the counter line for Luton to not lose is 4-5 minus 125. And we'll take that as our main selection, although BTTS has the stronger data. It's also more juiced at 8-13. So we'll take a punt on the double chance market on Luton to simply not lose here at 4-5 minus 125 here in this one. Up next, it's a relegation 6-pointer. The loser in this one will be down. The winner will give themselves some hope, although obviously Burnley are more of a threat if they win this game. For Sheffield United, I think it will be too little too late. But for Burnley, that will really put them back in the conversation if they can win this game. They are narrow favourites to win at Sheffield United at 6-4. Sheffield United are the 13-8 home underdogs, so all very tight. And it's 5-2 here on the draw. This ultimately will put Sheffield United down and will mean Burnley can still contend to stay up. I just think it's going to be a game that's full of goals. I think both of these two teams are thinking that they're cut adrift. They know this is a must-win game. So instead of being this tight and cagey six-pointer, I think it's going to be last chance saloon. The data also supports us seeing at least three goals here, given that Sheffield United's last seven games at Bramall Lane have actually produced over 3.5 goals. So with both of these two teams struggling defensively and both of them in must-win situations, I can see this playing out and being a high-scoring game and maybe even a score draw. Burnley have actually drawn three of their last five matches, and a draw, I think, would send both of them down. A win for Sheffield United, I think, would be irrelevant because that would also send both of them down. The only interesting result here is a Burnley win. I'm not willing to back that, but I am willing to take three goals here. Over 2.5 goals is my selection. It is a juice price again, but not as much as the last game with Luton and Brentford going over. This one is available at 7-10. I think we get the three goals. I think they both go for it. But the only result of interest here, if you are a neutral, would be for Burnley to win and get themselves into that survival race. But if it's a Sheffield United win or a draw here, say goodbye to both of these teams after tomorrow's game. The late game on Sunday night sees Arsenal travelling to Wolves, where Arsenal are a very short favourite here at 1-3, because Wolves has been a difficult place to go to this season. Don't forget, they handed City their first loss of the season, and that came at Wolves. It's 9-2 on the draw, and Wolves here are a huge 9-1 underdog. Now, Wolves have been moving down the table. At one point, they were 8th, and they've been plagued by injuries, but this is way too short for me on Arsenal, so I will be looking for an alternative play. I think both teams to score could be the way to go here. Arsenal are coming back from a very disappointing trip to Munich, and they could get caught off guard. They also conceded two goals against Aston Villa on the counter last weekend. Wolves, you don't have to worry about Arsenal scoring because they're without a clean sheet in the last seven games and have seen both teams scoring four of the last five. While Arsenal, they have conceded in their last three matches, so looking like a different team to the one that started at the start of 2024 defensively, whatever, so solid. But they are the second highest goal scorers in the Premier League this season, so I see them winning a game which features some goals in it. So I'm going to take BTTS as my main selection. We're going to be counting on Wolves to score here. This is a plus money selection available, even money plus 100. I think there's a chance for them here to catch Arsenal a little bit cold and feeling sorry for themselves. And I think Arsenal will give up a chance or two and Wolves will be able to capitalise. This is a team, as I said, have beaten City at home. This is a team that have got nothing to lose. They're just waiting for this season to be over. And you could argue that they're on the beach, but you could also argue that when a team like Arsenal comes to town, the supporters are dying to get their hands on this ticket and will be looking for a performance from this side who all top players want to test themselves against the best. And Arsenal are one of the best teams in the league. I can't see Wolves not showing up here for this game. And I think that will be good enough for Wolves to contribute towards the scoring here in this one. Before we move on to Sunday's games, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here and our sponsor Underdog Fantasy wants to make it a lot more interesting. Don't forget, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing a pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists and so much more. Make entries of all basketball or you can mix and match across your other favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money and it's a ton of fun. Underdog is available in 30 plus states, including California, Texas, and it's even available in Canada. So if you want to get involved, all you need to do is head over to Underdog Fantasy, sign up with our code SGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. Head over to that website, underdogfantasy.com. And once again, that promo code is SGPN. So let's move on with the rest of the games happening in the EPL. They go down on Sunday. For fantasy players, this is a double game week, but we'll be covering the midweek games in a separate show. So we're just doing Sunday's games here. We start with Everton and Nottingham Forest at 1:30. This is a six-pointer because if Luton win, if Luton win against Brentford, then Nottingham Forest are going to be in the relegation zone when this game starts. And if Nottingham Forest win, then Everton will be in the relegation zone. So this is a real, real six-pointer on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 UK time. And Everton are the favourites to win it at the price of 11-10. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's also 5-2 here on Nottingham Forest. This is an absolute must-win game here for Everton. Now, we said this a few weeks ago when Everton were at home to Burnley. Everton did manage to win that game. It was a real grind, but ultimately they got the job done in that six-pointer. And I just believe that Everton will be able to do it again here against Nottingham Forest, who do not travel well. Forest have only won 3 of their 35 away league matches since being promoted. Obviously, the draw is a danger, and Everton have drawn 3 of their last 5 Premier League home games. But I just fancy Everton to turn up here. Finally, get yourselves safe. Get yourselves onto 30 points. The way the Premier League is now, the standard is so poor, you no longer need 40 points. You only need 35. And Everton will only need 5 points then between now and the end of the season, in my opinion, to stay up. And they might not even need that. 5 points from 5 games should be obtainable, but they may even be safe with less than that. They may be able to stay up with 33, 34, or even less. You just don't know, because the standard, as I said, is so poor down the bottom this season. Sheffield United are shit. Burnley are shit. Luton are shit. Nottingham Forest are shit. Everton are shit. Even Brentford are shit. These teams haven't accumulated enough points to survive most Premier League seasons. If they do end up falling well below the 40-point mark, then these teams would have gone down in normal seasons. But the standard has gotten so poor in the last 2-3 years that 35 points will now keep you up. And Everton will take a massive step towards that by getting to the 30-point mark here against Forest if they do win this game. I'm willing to bet on the Goodison Park crowd rallying behind this team and Everton getting that win that they need to get. This is nothing to do with data. This is nothing to do with stats. This is a gut play. I've been to Everton. I know what that ground is like. And whilst it hasn't yielded strong results throughout the season, which is why Everton are where they are, I do believe that they are going to find a way to win on Sunday. Don't expect this to be the lock at the end of the show, because I don't believe it to that extent. But my gut tells me if I'm picking something here, I'm going to take Everton on the money line at 11-10 here for this one. Up next, you have Aston Villa at home to Bournemouth, where Aston Villa can strengthen their position in fourth spot. They are the 10-11 favourites to win. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 14-5 here on Bournemouth. This seems like a good price on Villa, because Bournemouth don't really have anything to play for. I'm only worried about the fact they have 120 minutes in their legs from their quarter final against Lille. And for that reason, they could be a little shaken here. They've also had a string of poor results at home recently after starting so well at home in the league at the start of the season. Bournemouth, they come into this one off the back of giving Man United real problems last weekend, so they aren't giving up and going on the beach. And they should possess a real goal threat here against an Aston Villa team who will have those minutes in their legs from playing in Lille. They have also won just 2 of the last 6 home league games, and the hosts have conceded at least twice in 6 of the last 7 games at Villa Park, whilst Bournemouth have only lost once across their last 7. So, as I said, they are not on the beach. You'd expect them to be on the beach because they have nothing to play for, but that is not happening with Areola's side. So the easiest thing, I think, to go for here would be to take the goals. I think Bournemouth are definitely going to contribute. Gun to my head, I think Everton do find a way to win this game. But my selection here is going to be on over 2.5 goals with BTTS tacked on, because individually the two choices are too juiced, but collectively that play comes up here at 4-5 minus 125. And that's what we're going to be taking here for this one. Up next, we have a game that is somewhat irrelevant here between Crystal Palace and West Ham. Neither have anything to play for. You could say that, but at the same time, West Ham may want to get themselves back into the Europa Conference League. Unbelievably, at the moment, Manchester United next season will be playing in the Europa Conference League. Now, I think Man United would rather finish eighth than finish seventh. Sixth place should get United into the Europa League, because when you're looking at the top five in the league, you do expect them to go on and win something else. Liverpool have already won the Carabao Cup. And unless Chelsea end up winning the FA Cup or Coventry, then England will go down to sixth places for the Europa League, and seventh will be the Europa Conference League spot. And eighth will mean you miss out on Europe entirely. But at the moment, Chelsea, who are in ninth position, their most likely route into Europe will be through the FA Cup. The FA Cup winners get themselves a Europa League spot. But if that ends up being Manchester City, who are already in the Premier League top four, and they are the favourites to win the FA Cup, then the Europa League spots will be extended to sixth position. So we'll run through all of this as we approach the end of the season. That's when we'll really know. We'll know what's what after the FA Cup semi-finals. Are City still able to win the FA Cup? And then we'll run the permutations of if City win, what does it mean? If their opponents win, what does it mean? Hopefully that'll be Man United. We'll run through all of that between now and the end of the season. But at the moment, the comment I made about West Ham having nothing to play for is not entirely true. They can still get themselves into the Europa Conference League position, and they can even finish above Man United and get themselves into six and maybe get back into the Europa League. Hopefully not, because hopefully United will turn up and play and get enough points to finish at least in the top six. Or I would rather us finish disastrously and finish outside of the top eight or in eighth position, because I don't want to play in the Europa Conference League. But I do fear that if we have a terrible end to the season and lose the FA Cup final, finishing eighth and losing the FA Cup final, I think would be the end of Ten Hag. But this isn't an episode of BetMUFC. This is just the EPL show. So let's get back to this game. Palace, I don't know if I've done this already, but let's just do it again. Palace are the 11-10 favourites. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 12-5 here on West Ham. Didn't really talk about Palace. They can't go down, in my opinion. The teams below them are too poor, and therefore I do believe the onus is on West Ham to try and get something from this game, just because they have more to play for. West Ham put up a good performance against Bayer Leverkusen in midweek. They fell short chasing that second goal. Had they not chased that second goal, they could have won the game 1-0 and been the first team to beat Bayer Leverkusen in any competition this season. But ultimately, they got caught out and ended up getting themselves a 1-1 draw. And that ended West Ham's hopes of winning anything in Europe this season. So their only route back into Europe is via their league position. And at the moment, they are looking more likely to qualify for the Europa Conference League than the Europa League. So they'll need to put some wins together. I'm not sure if this is one of them, but I do think they're able to avoid a defeat here at Crystal Palace, given that West Ham are the team who need to get the result more. So we're simply going to take West Ham at 4-5 minus 125 to avoid a loss here off the back of a strong performance against Bayer Leverkusen, which did ultimately result in West Ham being knocked out of the Europa League. And now they can fully concentrate on finishing as high as possible in the EPL in their final few games. The final game we cover here is Liverpool's trip to Fulham, where Liverpool are looking for a big bounce back, and they're the 8-13 favourites to get that. It's 18-5 on the draw. And Fulham here are a 4-1 home underdog. Liverpool's season is getting away from them. They were looking at a quadruple that was ruined by Man United. Then Atalanta put them out of the Europa League. And last weekend, they were beaten at home to Crystal Palace. So it's now must win every single week for Liverpool if they even want to do a double. Now, this is the trophy that they wanted the most. I don't think they'll care about being knocked out of the FA Cup by Man United and being knocked out of the Europa League if they do end up winning the Premier League. And I even believe if Liverpool can finish with a 100% record, between now and the end of the season, I think they'll be the Premier League champions, because I do think City and Arsenal will drop more points. Arsenal need to go to Old Trafford. Man City need to go to Tottenham. And now Tottenham need as many points as possible, because they need to finish in the top four now to actually qualify for the Champions League. They don't have the protection of fifth position. The safest bet here would be to take BTTS, though, because Liverpool have been stronger at home than they've been away from home, and Liverpool are yet to draw a blank in an away game in any competition this season, and are well capable of contributing towards the scoring here. It's just at the other end they have a problem, and Fulham, they are good for a goal at home, and I believe they'll get one. They have scored 29 goals in 16 league games at Craven Cottage. This is the fourth meeting between the two sides this season, and both teams have scored in each of the last three meetings between the two. So I like BTTS here. Obviously, it's juiced. It's at 8-13. If you want to take the gamble on Liverpool, you can do. Obviously, that's going to make it a much better price. Liverpool and BTTS jumps that up to 7-4. So just shy of plus 200. In fact, I will make that my selection here. Obviously, I don't have supreme confidence in Liverpool. They do seem to be looking tired. They do seem to be moving in the wrong direction. But this is it now. This is all they have to play for. It's the Premier League or bust, and they need to win every single game. If they don't win here, you can rule Liverpool out of the title race completely. And with that said, I will take Liverpool. I'll tack on the BTTS, and we'll take that at the big price here of 7-4 for this one. This is where we usually close out with the lock on the show, but for this weekend, we're going to be giving that lock out instead over on BetMUFC. So make sure you listen to those FA Cup semi-final previews. I could give you a bonus lock, but I'm being super protective of my lock record on the EPL show this season. We've been on a red hot run, especially since the start of 2024. We only lost our second lock of the calendar year last weekend when Liverpool fell short. And for that reason, I don't want to give back-to-back losing locks when I'm not really in love with anything that we covered here on the show. I was tempted by Luton. I admit I was tempted by Luton to avoid a defeat at home to Brentford. So if you're really looking for something, maybe half a lock, maybe look at Luton to not lose at home to Brentford, because the odds on Brentford are very, very short. And I just don't think that makes sense given their away record this season. So that would be my favourite play, but that's just a lean. That is not an official lock that's going to be added to the lock record. The lock will be over on BetMUFC, and you'll also get one in midweek when you get your EPL midweek bonus show. Until then, good luck with all of your bets as always, guys, and thanks for listening.